With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump continues to berate NATO allies for refusing to join the U.S.-Israeli war against Iran.
NATO and European leaders have rejected Donald Trump's demand that they join the fight against Iran. Those leaders have said it's not Europe's war, and they don't want to be drawn into a wider conflict. The president continues to lash out at American allies, writing in a Friday social media post that without the USA, NATO is a paper tiger. He goes on to call them cowards and vows that, quote, we will remember. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukraine facing growing pressure because of the war in Iran as Russia now plans new attacks. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
During stalled talks, Russian President Vladimir Putin is expected to try to expand his military gains via new offensives against his southern neighbor that will put even more pressure on Kyiv. Windfall revenues from surging global oil prices are filling Moscow's war coffers, and U.S. air defense assets are being drained quickly by Iranian attacks across the Gulf, leaving little available for Ukraine in the fifth year of Russia's full-scale invasion, bickering over a major $106 billion EU loan to cover Kyiv's military and economic needs for 2 years has reflected the mounting challenges. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Americans are adjusting their plans to keep up with rising gas prices since the war began. Sandra Long was filling up her tank in Dallas.
Gas prices is extremely high. It makes you not want to travel for spring break. I had planned on going someplace, but I was like, the gas is just too high. I might as well just kind of stay at home and do something around town.
The national average for a regular gallon of gas was $3.88 on Thursday. That's up nearly a dollar compared to a month ago, according to AAA. This is SRN News. Another celebrity atheist is mourning the decline of Christianity in Britain.
Monty Python star John Cleese has taken to X to complain about his country's abandonment of its traditional beliefs, saying, quote, for centuries, British people have been influenced by Christ's teachings. If these values are replaced by Islamic ones, this will not be Britain anymore. Prominent British atheist Dr. Richard Dawkins made headlines when he decried the collapse of Christianity in his nation and the rise of Islam. Michael Harrington reporting.
Data compiled by the University of Massachusetts finds every major escalation in the Middle East sends shockwaves far beyond the region, resulting in violence against Jewish communities. In the year following the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023, the Anti-Defamation League recorded nearly 9,500 anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S., averaging more than 25 acts per day. This is SRN News. Here's a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Concerns persist over the future of energy prices as Israel and Iran continue trading blows in the nearly three-week-old war that's jolted global financial markets. A Kuwaiti oil refinery came under Iranian attack early today as Tehran targets the Gulf region's energy infrastructure. Benchmark U.S. crude down 88 cents to $94.67 per barrel. Brent crude, the international standard, fell 78 cents to $107.87 per barrel. In equities trading, shares of FedEx jumped more than 8% after the package delivery company cruised past Wall Street sales and profit targets. FedEx also raised its full-year guidance. Gold gained 1.3% to $4,664 per ounce. Silver also rose 1.3%, $72 an ounce. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.